So today we're going to discuss an interesting topic about paskening kiyach and neged harabim. And that's a continuation of the sugya of Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who permitted one to do even machshir mila on Shabbos. So the Gemara says there is a particular city that here achas ha'yis v'eretz yisrael shayu osin ki Rabbi Eliezer v'hayu meisim bizmanim, and they would die in the proper time. So we see that there's a schar that was given to this particular city for following the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer. So I'm sure you got a chance to see the Marasha and explains the Mida Keneged Mida here, in that they were makbid to perform the Bris Mila Bizmanam, so therefore they lived Bizmanam. But then he brings an interesting Rai Ladavar, Zeich Ladavar, he says. This is as a side point, but interesting nonetheless. He says the Rai Ladavar, the Zeich Ladavar they have, that it's such a Mida Keneged Mida of living Misas and Bizmanam. So Yitzhak Avinu, who received his Mila B'yom Shmini Bizmano, and therefore he died Bizmano. What mean he died Bizmano? He says, look at the Gemara Bava Basra. Yitzhak Avinu died 180. So just an idea to keep in mind that Avram Avinu lived to 175. So Avram Avinu died 5 years earlier than he was supposed to. And there's an interesting calculation that takes place, famously, that David HaMelech lived to the age of 70, and we know that he got this from Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was supposed to live to 1,000. He gave up 70 years of his life to be Moser Nefesh for David HaMelech, so he lived to 930, Adam HaRishon. But the Zohar writes elsewhere that it really came from the Avos. So the Avos dedicated their life, that each of the Avos were supposed to live the age of their father. So Avram lived to 175, and Yitzchak surpassed that. He lived to 180. So there's no extra years there. Yaakov lived 147, so he lived 33 years short of his father Yitzchak. 180 minus 147 is 33. And then came along Yosef, who lived 110, 37 years short of Yaakov Avinu. Yosef was an av to a certain extent, right? He was his misa is mentioned both in Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos. So he was kind of both of them. All the Shvatim died in Sefer Shmos. All the Avos died in Sefer Bereishis. Yosef is mentioned in both. He's a transition. He's a quasi-Av. So either way, he lived 37 years short of Yaakov. So 37 years from Yosef's life. 33 years from Yaakov's life. Sure, that adds to 70. So that 70 years that was given to David HaMelech. So how do you reconcile the Stira? Was it 70 years from Adam? Was it 70 years from the Avos? And the answer is David HaMelech lived two lives. He lived 70 years, Bein Bayom, Bein Belayla. Gemara Brachos tells us he never slept. He slept a very short period of time, like a sus. And therefore, 70 years Bayom, 70 years Balayla. So that's something interesting to keep in mind. Back to our sugya, however. So it's interesting, Al Pi Halacha, how were they able to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? We know Halacha, Yachad Rabim, Halacha Krabim. Number two is we know Rabbi Eliezer was placed into Nidoy. We didn't accept any Halacha from him. So how were they able to accomplish this? So Marshal says something very interesting. What's Marshal's explanation? Eilav Eilav, right? Devei Elokim Chaim, that they're both true. Now, what's really interesting about this is usually the concept, the idea of Eilav Eilav is applied to you're able to learn everything in halacha, not necessarily paskin, like anything you want. For example, the Gemara tells us where the Gemara invokes Eilav Eilav, it talks about a few places, but the most famous place is Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Eilav Eilav Devei Elokim Chaim, but nonetheless we paskin like Beis Hillel. Why paskin like Beis Hillel? Gemara says because the Anivas of Beis Hillel. There's a couple of explanations. But Eilav Eilav is that you can learn Beis Shammai. That's also Kim HaTorah, Kim Limud HaTorah. Beis Shammai ain't no mission, the Gemara says. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai, but you can still learn Beis Shammai. We always learn like Shitas, we don't paskin like. We learn Havaminas, we learn rejections. There's all called Limud HaTorah. But in terms of Halacha, we only paskin like one way. So it's a strange application of Eilav Eilav, Divrei Elokim Chaim, to assume it's even l'halacha, you could choose who you want. You could paskin even like an opinion that we don't paskin like. That's also kim of Eilav Eilav, Divrei Elokim Chaim. Okay, so now the truth is though, even though the Gemara in Erevin says Eilav Eilav when coming to learning like Shitas Beis Shammai, you could still explain that Eilav Eilav even in terms of paskin shilas. Because we know Lasa Lava, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. So learning Beis Shammai isn't just a kim of Limud HaTorah. It's actually a kim of Halach L'maisa. Because Lasa Lava, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. So perhaps you could still explain like the Marashah that Eilav Eilav is only Shitas that we paskin like. There's a big machlokas between the Bavli and the Yushalmi overall. That the Bavli Yushalmi, the nature of the Gemara is very different. The Yushalmi, what do you call Mishnah in the Yushalmi? Halacha. And in the Gemara, in the Bavli, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah is Lashon of Vishinantam. The Bavli, it's a lot more verbose than the Bavli. There's a lot of Havaminas and questions and Rayas and backs and forth. You don't have that in the Yushalmi. Yushalmi, if it's a question, it doesn't know. It just kind of leaves it as is. It just walks away and it moves to the next topic. Yushalmi wasn't so interested in questions they couldn't figure out. Because the Yushalmi was very much about Halach Lamaisa, how to pask in Shilas. That's the world of Psak Halacha. But then there's the world of the Bavli, which is all trying to figure things out, all the pilpul, all the lumdus, all the theory behind it, all the principles behind it. So this question of the Bavli Yushalmi, Halacha versus Mishnah, seems to be the machlokas of how you apply Eluv Elu. Is Eluv Elu only the Gabe Psak Halacha, like the Yushalmi, or is Eluv Elu even in terms of Limud HaTorah, even that which we don't pass, like that's part of this conversation of the Marshal versus other Achron. Okay, there's a lot of concepts here. The main theme is going to be why he passed like Rabbi Eliezer, but I can't ignore the concepts of Eluv Elu and Lo Susser and Achar Rabban Hatos. Along the way, I'm going to mention some basic yisodos about them as we go through. But the main idea is going to be about why we passed like Rabbi Eliezer in this particular situation. Okay, so now, in terms of passing like a Yachid, so the Marshal says, Eluv Elu, Diri Lekim Chaim. So how far are we willing to passing like a Yachid? How far are we willing to accept the psak of a particular yachid, a particular rebbe, if it goes against everyone else? So this is a big machlok, I think. I didn't see anyone comment on this, but I believe it's a machlok is between the Rajba and the Ritva. How loyal does one have to be, or one is allowed to be, to their rebbe, to a yachid? So the Rajba says that if you live in a place like Rebbe Eliezer, you could follow his halacha, and it sounds like Lidori Doris, forever, as long as you want. He says, if you come from the Rambam, you come from the Rif, you could pass him like that. There's no limit to it. If you could figure out where you come from, you came from, Mitzrayim, you came from Egypt, you come from the Svardim, where the Rambam passing like, you could find out your Yichus, so you should go back to that Yichus, perhaps. I don't want to get into the terms of questions. Eli was asking a lot of very fair questions. You know, if you go to a place like Esh Kodesh or Widmir or five towns where they're a mix of different minhagim, it gets confusing now. But before things got confusing, if you could figure out where you came from, it sounds like from the Rashba, even though that opinion might be a Daz Yachid, you're a brisker, and you follow the Rambam against everyone else, that really is acceptable. Apilacha, you could be very loyal to your Rebbe. But the Ritva clearly says that's not the case. The Ritva in our Sugya and in Erevin at both places says that in terms of paskening, like Rabbi Eliezer, this was all only before they were machriya the din, before they made a decision how to pasken like. So there was a certain point in time where they were debating. Rabbi Eliezer said what he said, Rabbi Kiyo said what he said, Beis Hillel said what he said, Beis Shammai said, and the different schools and about the midrashas followed the Rebbe. But the moment a hachra came, right, the Ritva says, Kol zman shelo nifsika halacha, rashayin lasos kedivrei atzman. You could pasken like your Rebbe. But the moment a psak halacha came, however that came about, it could be with the completion of the Gemara, it could be the Beis Din made a decision, but once a psak halacha came, you can no longer pasken like your Rebbe. And the Ritva repeats this again in the Erevin, where he talks about Elu ve'elu, Dibra Kim Chaim, that there are mem test parim le'iser, mem test parim le'heter, and all this is right, and the Chacham decide what it is, but each generation, once they're machri the din, you can't pass like the other opinions. So while the Ritva says there's a limit of how loyal you could be to your Rebbe and your great-great-grandparents' Rebbe, the Rajba seems to say it could go the Dori Doris.
Who's deciding that they're machriya the din? Even with the printing of the Gemara, what does that even?
Very good question. In terms of who's machriya, that's very hard to know. Sometimes there's a formal psak. It could be, you know, Ravina Vashi, they came and they were decided as the Gedolei Hador, and they decided what the end of the Gemara is. The Shulchan Aruch, there is no formal, there's a sefer that came to be, but there's no formal decision that this is how we're passing, but it was understood that the Shulchan Aruch was machriya. Sometimes it's just the Hashkacha has it in such a way that it's clear to all Chacham how we're passing, like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, for the most part, is machriya the din. There are those who are still holding out a little bit, and we don't hold like every single Mishnah Berurah, just like we don't hold like every single Shulchan Aruch, but overall there's a certain understanding in the world of the Chachamim how the Hachra takes place. Sometimes it's very clear. No, the machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, and the whole fight. Sometimes it's very clear, and sometimes it just becomes over time. Sometimes you have to go to minhagim. Now the Gemara has a shaila in the Gemara, the Mishnah and brachos. What bracha to say in water? Do you say shehakol ne'abidvaro, or do you say bar nefashos? Now for us it's very strange. Of course we know which one's bracha rishona, which one's bracha achrona, but they didn't know. So the Gemara says poke chazi mai amadavar. Go out and see what we're doing. Like sometimes we don't know how to machri the din, but b'nei Yisrael b'nei neviim heim. So whatever we do, that's what becomes halacha. So it's hard to know, but that's hachra. There is some level of hachra, whether it be formal or informal, whatever the hachra is, that decides, that's the ending. And you can't go back to a das yachid according to the ritva. Now, again, I don't want to ignore very important points here. The ritva has two very important comments here, one in the Shabbos and one in the Erevin. In Shabbos, he has this line where he says, when you're passing like your Rebbe, who's a das yachid, you're mekayim the mitzvah, or the lo sasei of lo sasa min adava. Now, who found that to be interesting? Not so interesting. I mean, the Gemara, where does the Gemara use lo sasa? Anyone know? Sanhedrin, right? It talks about which case? Zakin Mamre. The second one is lo sasa by the Sanhedrin. That's one place. Brachos, yeah. Which, remember which sugya? Shatnez, exactly. Shatnez, their banner in those sugyas. Where else? Anyone know where else it comes up? Hanukkah. What? Hanukkah. Yeah, very good. Arsar b'memalikin. It comes up at Hanukkah. The Gemara asks, how could you say, Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, we were not commanded to light Hanukkah candles? The Gemara says, lo sasar, the Chacham tell you to do something, you listen to them. All three examples are Sanhedrin examples, where they were accepted by the Hamonam. There's a mitzvah of Hanukkah candles, a mitzvah of Shanis that was accepted across the board. That was a psak halacha. But to say lo sasar applies when you're listening to your Rebbe who's against the halacha, that's a big chiddush of the ritva. A very big chiddush of the ritva. So what's that machlokas? Whether lo sasar applies even to your Rebbe or only to that which you pass him like? So just at the end, if you got to see Rav Chanan Wasserman, at the end, he quotes Ramban that says lo sasar only applies to Sanhedrin, like Eitan said. So what's machlokas? Whether it applies to your particular Rebbe or to Sanhedrin, So it's a machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, Rav Yochanan writes, is very fond of this topic, of whether lo sasar, when you have a mitzvah to listen to Chachamim, does lo sasar create a mitzvah? It's a chefsa shel mitzvah. When Chachamim say to keep Chanukah candles, that's a new chefsa of a mitzvah. Or no, they said do something, you listen to what they say, but Chanukah doesn't be a become a chefsa shel mitzvah. Lo sasar, just listen to whatever they tell you to do. That could be a whole lot. It could be derabanan, it could be minhagim. It's a very long list of just listen to whatever they tell you to do. So it seems that the Ritva says lo sasar is about the shita. I forget who says which one's the Rambam, the Ramban. It's the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim. But I forget who says which way. But the Ritva's like, no, it's whatever they tell you to do. It doesn't have to be a chefza. They haven't created a mitzvah. It's whenever your Rebbe tells you, that's lo sasar. While the others say, no. Lo sasar only applies when they created something. A new chefza shel Torah, chefza shel mitzvah. So Sanhedrin has that ability. Chanukah was an example. But to listen to your Rebbe who goes against everyone else in halacha, that didn't become a chefza shel mitzvah, and that wouldn't be lo sasar according to the Ramban. Yeah, Eli.
You potentially say it a little bit differently. Maybe lo sasar is just to follow the halacha. So in a case where your Rebbe gives a halacha that might be against someone else, the halacha for you is to listen to your Rebbe.
Lo sasar is the halacha for you.
It's the follow of psak halacha that you get. So, right, so we saw that if your Rebbe goes against, let's say, a different psak halacha, you follow your Rebbe.
Right, so that question still becomes, so what is the nekudas hamachlokas between the Ritva and the Ramban? The Ramban says it applies only to Sanhedrin dinim. So how would you explain that? So I think you're saying what I'm saying in terms of you follow the halacha, but that halacha that you follow is not a chepta shel mitzvah. It's listen to rabbi, listen to your rabbi. That applies to anything they tell you, even though it's against everyone else. Ramban says, no, it's lo sasar only when they created something universally that became part of the Torah that everyone agrees to, that's when lo sasar applies. That's one ha'ara in the Ritva. The next ha'ara in the Ritva is that the question he points is a certain sheet in how elu ve'elu divri lokai echaim works. So we said before, there are two main issues when it comes to elu ve'elu. Point one is, does elu ve'elu apply only to psak halacha, rather only to limud Torah, or does it even apply to psak halacha? Another point is, what exactly was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu? So here the Ritva says Moshe Rabbeinu was taught everything. There isn't anything that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know. He was taught 49 ways of Isser, 49 ways of Mutter, everything was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. The other shita, the mainstream shita, Moshe wasn't taught everything. We know the sugya is Rabbi Kiva and the Gemara in Menachos. He didn't know what Rabbi Kiva was teaching. He was just taught the Yud Gimel Midos Shator Nejeshes Bahem. And as long as the Chachamim, the Mori Hara, use those tools that were given to Moshe Benu, that's called Eilu Veilu. But Moshe didn't know everything. So Ritva says Moshe was taught everything, and other Rishonim say he was not taught everything. He was just given the tools that he passed on, and that still qualifies as Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Okay, so either way what comes out from all this is that you're able to pass like a Das Yachid if he's your Rebbe, and there's a machlokas whether that's for Ladori Doris, like the Rajba, or only Adash Machriya Din, in which case you have to stop following like your Das Yachid Rebbe, you need to follow like the Hamunah. The Sfas Emes gives another explanation, and the Sfas Emes says the explanation is because Rebbe Eliezer was a Rav Gurvrei, he was a Gavra Rabba, he was a special person. And normally there's a halacha kirabim, yachid rabim halacha kirabim. But when that yachid is like Rebbe Eliezer, so then that you can pass like Rebbe Eliezer. So the rise for this, there are a couple. I don't want to go through all of them, but the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that even though we follow the Rove, Beishama is mechadid etfei. So we see sometimes the greater chachma, the quality is able to overcome the quantity as well. So Rebbe Eliezer was an individual like this, says the Sfas Emes, where he was such a Gavir Rabba that he was able to go against the Rabbim. But in general, you can't pass like your Rebbe if he's like anyone else. If your Rebbe is equal to everyone else on the Rabbim side, you can never follow that Yachid. Rebbe Eliezer was unique that he was a Gavir Rabba. Now, in a greater Raya, not great, but another Raya for the Sfas Emes, he quotes a Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara explicitly calls Rebbe Eliezer Rav Govret. But there is a Gemara appears a few times which calls Rabbi Eliezer. Anyone know what the Gemara calls him? He terms him?
Zeira.
Is it what?
Zeira?
No, I think that's... I think they call Rabbi Zeira that, no? But another term they call him... Shmosi. They call him a Shmosi. So Machlokas Rashi tells us, what does Shmosi mean? Anyone know what's a Machlokas? Which one?
From Eliyahu
Cohen. What?
From the children of
Eli. No, he says that? I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong, though.
If he was in
Chayrim,
or if he was from
Beit Shammai. Exactly, that's his day. One day says, I believe Rashi says he was in Nidoi, Shmasai, he was placed in Shmasai, he was excommunicated. That's Shmosi. And Tosa says, no, he was from Shammai, Beit Shammai, he was a Talmud of Beit Shammai. So when the Gemara here says that Beit Shammai were Mechadei Tvei, not only Shammai, but the Beit Shammai, all the entire Beit Medrash of Shammai were Mechadei Tvei, so since Rabbi Eliezer came from that school of thought, he was Mechadei Tvei. That's another raya, how Rabbi Eliezer was a Gavir Rabba, in which case you could pass him like him, even though he's a Das Yachid. So this idea is shared by the Sefer Chinuch as well, that if it's a Das Yachid who's a greater Chachma, you're able to beat out the Rove. And the Ramban says this by medicine as well, when in terms of what type of medicine to choose. If it's normally you go based on the Rabbim, but if the Yachid is a Baki, he's a Mumcha, you follow the Yachid Rofe as well, since he's a Mumcha. So these are a few areas where a Das Yachid is able to override the Rabbim as well. Okay, so then finally I'll just finish with the Ramban. Now I still have the Yamsha Shalom of the Ramban. Ramban says that this idea of how can we follow like Rabbi Eliezer if it's a Das Yachid, isn't there a requirement of the Yachid to listen to the Rabbim? How is that allowed? So he asks the same question. And he says that, he explains a point in terms of the different factors going on here. He says there's lo sasser and there's another din acher rabim lahatos. So he says when it comes to lo sasser, you're not able to override. Even though das yachid, even though the yachid might be a gavir rabba like Rabbi Eliezer, there you can't override the rabim because not only is there rabim, there's also lo sasser. Once we follow like the rabim, so then that rabim, he says, he quotes a Gemara, the Ramban Chulin, that if that machlokis became a machlokis amongst all chachma Yisrael, it became a universal machlokes. So then once we follow like the Rabbim, that not only is Racha Rabbim Lahatos, it also becomes a Lo Sasser Halacha. And for a Yachid, even though the Yachid might be Mechadre Tvei, he might be a Gavir Rabba, he can override both Acher Rabbim Lahatos plus the Isser of Lo Sasser. But when it came to a very narrow machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, it wasn't a universal machlokas, so there's no lo sasser. Lo sasser only applies, according to Ramban, if it's a global iser, a global mitzvah. When it's an individual, very small machlokas, there's no lo sasser there. So since there's no lo sasser, in that particular case, it's only achar avin lahatos, that's why the yachid of Rabbi Eliezer is able to override the rabbim, because there is no lo sasser at play. So this is yet another third answer how we could paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So let me just...
Rabbi Eliezer is not understanding lo sasser like the ritma.
Exactly.
Lo sasser
applies even to machlokas like Rabbi Eliezer. Exactly. So that's a very point of contention. So just to review, before we go weiter, there are three basic answers, I think, three answers of how we pass like Rabbi Eliezer in this particular case. Either one is because they were his Talmidim, and the Talmidim could follow the Rebbe. That's one. Number two is because the Rebbe Eliezer was a Gavra Rabba, he was Mechade Tvei, like Tzfas Emes. And number three is there was no, he doesn't even explain, just simply that since there's no Los Sasser at play here, the Yachid could override a Rabbim when there's no issue of Los Sasser, depending on how big, how universal Machlokas will be, will dictate whether there's lo sasser and whether we'd say yachad or rabim or not in that particular case. So those are three answers. They're somewhat similar.
It was interesting because it seemed like the Ritva was the only one who says that the ear achas was dafka the ear of Rabbi Eliezer, because his whole union of lo sasser is that was dafka their rub. That's the only situation you could say. According to everyone else, however you explain, you could follow das yachad. It doesn't seem to matter unless I'm wrong, if that's dafka your rub or just a rub from a different city that you happen to agree with or want to follow.
You wouldn't be able to just choose, if you didn't come from the city of Rabbi Eliezer, you wouldn't be able to choose him as your Rebbe. Only because you're in a city and you're a Talmud of his and your community of his are you allowed to follow. But to choose him, he's not your Rebbe, that wouldn't...
In the Rebbe Chana, like the Ramban, I don't know if it talks about being from the city as much as if the conditions are permitting for following the Das Yach in terms of how you understand Los Sasser versus Achar Rav Mahatos, it's a matter of what you think the Emes is.
So I don't know if anyone could just decide what they think the emes is. Not everyone has the authority and the knowledge base to decide what they think is emes. If, let's say, there's another rav of a community, and he wasn't sure to paskin machshir mila doche mitzvah or not doche Shabbos rather, so then he sees Rabbi Eliezer being emes, he could paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. But have some baal bas say that I like Rabbi Eliezer because he's more emesic to me. I don't know if you could assume that way. So I assume it's limited to the cities, and any other cities where the rabbi would agree to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So either way, so these are three answers for this shiloh of how they could paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in their particular city. We discussed also lo sasser, whether it's something universal, chafshe shel mitzvah, or it's every particular machlokes, every particular discussion, which means lo sasser wasn't a chafshe shel Torah, and we discussed different opinions in elu ve'elu. I want to now just conclude with Yam Shlomo and his Hakdama for another shita in Elu Ve'elu, and then discuss something interesting. Thank you to Ellie for bringing to my attention this week's parsha, which is very appropriate for Korach Vadaso in terms of passing shaila as like the correct person. So Yam Shlomo writes a very interesting approach in how does Elu Ve'elu Divil Elokim Chaim work. This is in the last Mar Machon. Those who didn't get a chance to see it yet, he explains that Moshe Beinu didn't say every single thing, and Moshe Beinu didn't necessarily know everything that was there. Similar to the opinion that he was only given a yud gimel midah shetorah and jashus ben. But he says a deeper understanding of how is it possible elu ve'elu if Moshe in fact didn't say all the halachos, he didn't hear all them. He writes mekubalim kasu tam ledavar. This is again the Yamsha Shlomo. Lefisha kol haneshamos hayu b'har Sinai. Every neshama, including ours, was present at Har Sinai. The kiblu derech mem tes tzinoros. There were 49 pipes, 49 streams. Vein shiva pam shiva 7 times 7, 49. Mezukak shvasayim. Vein hakolos asher shamu v'gamuro. The psukim in Yisro tell us how we heard, and we even saw the kolos. And what we saw was weren't just sounds; they were actually pipelines of chachma. V'chol Yisrael rowin es hakolos hein hadeos hamischalakos betzinor. Each tube that we saw, we had a neshama connected to a different limud haTorah, a different psak halacha, a different style of learning. Kolachad ra derech tzinor shelo lufi asagaso. Each person was able to learn the shita that spoke to him. Kibo kifikach nishmaso hel yona. It all depended on his neshama, how it connected. The rov eliyahu opichsusa, depending how high, depending how low. Zerachok mizeh. Ad she echad yagil latar v'ashini yagil lekatze ha'achron latame. And you have two different results because they're all true. And the third guy, Shlishi Limtas, and the third guy has some hybrid form. Rachok miyaktabos akol emes v'havin. They're all true, they're all correct. So this is yet a third sheet of how Elu v'Elu worked. Either Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything, or he didn't know everything, he just gave us the tools where we were actually all present at Kabbalah Satorah, and we saw something that spoke to us, that our neshama was spoken to, and that's how we connected to the Limud Torah, or not to us per se, but to the Talmid Chacham and the Poskim, how they came out with the decision. In light of this, I want to discuss now Korach Vadaso and Hillel Beis Shammai. And we know, of course, the Mishnah connects the two of them, that what's Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim? Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim is Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and Korach Vadaso is Machlokas Shelo L'Shem Shemayim. And the Rizal tells us that there's a connection between Korach and Beis Shammai, and the Pasuk says, Tzadik Katamar Yifrach, the Risofei Tevos HaKorach. Tzadik, right, Tzadik Katamar Yifrach is Kuf Resh Cheses Korach. That even Korach was a Tzadik, he just didn't wait for the time for it to come, for him to become leader. Korach came from Levi, and Aaron was Kohen. And the Kohen, the Kohanim have the rights to rule, it's a world of Chesed, that's Kohanim. Korach was from Levi. Levi is the world of Din. Those are holding in the different Dinim. So Levi's Din. And Levi, Korach, it wasn't the right time to paskin like Korach yet. Similarly, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is Midas Chesed, Midas Ava. And we live in the world of Chesed. And therefore we paskin like Beis Hillel now. But La'asir Lavo, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai, who's Midas Din. So Korach and Beis Shammai were both Midas Din. That's how we're going to paskin La'asir Lavo. So the Medrash that tells us that so Korach's mistake was identical to that of Nadav Aviv, in that they both paskined in front of their Rebbe, and they both, the Medrash says, I believe, I saw this once, that Korach also, he was under the influence, he was shikr, when he went to the Kosh Kedashim, he did something along the lines of what Nadav Aviv did. So let's speak for a moment this Indian of Nadav Aviv and Korach Vadaso, because the Gemara talks about, the Psukim talk about how when you enter into Psak Halacha, Hara, it's like entering into the Kosh Kedashim. Because after the Nadav Aviv, after they're killed, the Gemara, the Pasuk Gada tells us you can't drink when you enter Kosh Kedashim, you can't drink when you pass getting Shilas. So what's the Shilas to each other? So Pashup Shad is that you might make a mistake in both them. But the other explanation is that no, when you enter into the world Hara, Sod Hashem, the Pasuk calls Psak Halacha, Liba de Hilchasa, is the highest level of learning. So that's the entering into the world of Kosh Kedashim. Right, we have, you know, this pardes, pshat, remez, drush, and sod. But in each level of pardes, there's another pardes. I mean, in pshat, there's also a pardes of pshat. So the pardes, the sod of pshat, is passing shilas. So sod Hashem Lirov is referring to how to pass in hara when it comes to Gemara Halacha. So to enter into that world of sod, of passing shilas, hara, that's an in of Kodesh Kedashim. And a person can't be drunk when he enters into that world. So that was a violation of Nadav Aviv. That was a violation of Korach Vadaso. They entered into the Kosh Kedashim when under the influence. So the Pasuk tells us when they went to the Kosh Kedashim, they went to a place that Sher Lo Tziva Osam. They went to a place that they weren't commanded. So the different areas of the Mishkan that you're allowed to go to, are different areas you're not allowed to go to. Kosh Kedashim is a place that Sher Lo Tziva Osam. They weren't commanded to go. The Mishkan, when the Mishkan was built, after each stage of the Mishkan being built, it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. They built it the way Moshe built he was told to build it. The one place it doesn't say, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, by the Chatzer. It doesn't say, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. It says it by every other place. Hashem was commanded to build it, this is how they built it. So Rabbi Eger says that because the Chatzer, you don't need to be commanded to build it, you don't need to command it to be there. Anyone's allowed to go into the Chatzer. It's welcome for everyone. Once you get into the deeper parts, the Kosh Kedashim and the like, you need a tavat to enter. The chatzer was open for everyone, And the inner part of the Mishkan was not open for everyone. You have to be commanded to go inside. So we have the same model when it came to Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, it says that he was told, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, Vayitzav Lashon HaTzava, Al Adam Lemor Mikol Eitz Hagan Ocha Tocha. You eat anywhere you want, for the Eitz Hadas, Tovara Lo Ocha Mimenu. So the idea is that the Gan Eden, which is compared to the Chatzar, the garden around the Mishkan, was the Gan Eden. He was free reign. Adam could walk wherever he wanted. But the Eitz Hadas, which was the Kodesh Kodashim, there it says, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, not to go, to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So Eitz Hadas is parallel to the Kodesh Kodashim, in that you can't go to such a place. And the Gan Eden, the Gina, was compared to the Chatzar, where a place you're allowed to go. And you have the same model when it comes to Megillas Esther. In the beginning of Megillas Esther, it tells us, B'chatzar ginas bitzan hamelech. The Chatzar, everyone was invited. The whole world was invited to come to the Chatzar. You didn't need to be commanded to come, everyone. But further in, to the Chatzar Pnimi, to Kodesh Kodashim of the Melech of Achashverosh, there Esther was not allowed to go in. And Esther tells Mordechai, Chatzar Pnimis ashelo yikare. I wasn't called in. I wasn't commanded to come. I can't go. So you have the parallel of the Mishkan, of Gan Eden, and now of Esther Malka. But eventually we know Esther Malka was allowed to go in. What allowed her to go into the Chatzar Pnimi, to the Chatzar, the Kodesh Kodashim of the Melech? Because it says that Mordechai was mitzaveh her to. When Mordechai, the tzaddik, when a tzaddik is goes there, we know Kodesh Baruch is mekayim. It says in the Pasuk, u'letzavos aleh lavo es ha-melech. He created a tzivur. The tzaddik has to create a tzivur. Kodesh Baruch Hu said you can't go in. But it takes a tzaddik like Mordechai, it takes the Rabbanim to create a tzava, to create a divrei sofrim, to override the deraisa. The deraisa says you can't go to the Chatzar Pnimi. But the tzaddik goes there, Kodesh Baruch Hu's mekayim. So we see this idea that the Rabbanans are to a certain extent, the power of the Chacham are greater than the deraisas. They're able to override them. That's why the Gemara says, "Kol over at divrei chacham imachay misa." We don't have that cloud by divrei Torah, by deraisas, only by divrei chacham, because chachamim, on a certain extent, are a higher level than that of deraisas. So that's why we have that. Although Moshe Beinu was the greatest navi, he wasn't the greatest chacham. Who was the greatest chacham? Shlomo HaMelech. He was a din of a derabban. He had divrei kabbalah. He was a lower level, but yet he was able to have a greater chachma than Moshe Beinu. And he was able to, he was attributed a number of the Dinei Derabanan. He was in Mekai, he created in Tehillat Hadayim, in Erevin. So Shlomo, who was a Chacham, he wasn't a Navi, he wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't a Dinei Deraisa, he was a Dinei of Divrei Kabbalah, he was a Dinei of a Chacham, he yet was able to create new mitzvahs, because the Divrei Sofrim are greater than Divrei Torah to a certain extent. So now we can understand why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what was going on in Rabbi Kiva's classroom. Because the later Chachamim, to a certain extent, are greater than the earlier generations. The Divrei Chachamim and the Divrei Sofrim are greater than the Deraisas. So Moshe Rabbeinu was happy. What was happy? When they asked him, where do you get this from? And he said, I got it from Allah Moshe Mesinai. And Moshe was satisfied. But he didn't know that. How come he was satisfied? Because Chachamim have the ability to uncover the hidden secrets that are inside the Torah. And Shlomo HaMelech was able to uncover secrets, right? Esther wasn't able to be canonized until she found the source in the Torah. Chacham didn't know what it was. Because all Divrei Chacham were actually in the Torah. But we need to find them, we need to uncover them. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know all this stuff. But Shlomo Melech was able to uncover them. Esther Malka was able to uncover them. And so too Rabbi Kiva was able to uncover them. So we know when Rabbi Kiva was darshaning in Shir, what was he darshaning? Right, the Keser. The Keser. And we know there are 613 mitzvahs, deraisa, and how many mitzvahs derabanan? Seven. 613 plus 7 is 620, which is same gematria as keser. So Rabbi Kiva was darshaning keser, he was darshaning the crowns on top of the letters, because those are the hidden secrets of the 620. 613 deraisas, but plus the 7 dine derabanan, because those are the hidden letters. And that's why the luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down had how many letters in them? 620. Keser letters are found in the Luchos because the Derabanans are really Deraisas. At the same level, it just takes the likes of Mordechai Tzadik, Esther Malka, Shlomo Melech to uncover these hidden secrets. And that's why you find all in common. Adam, Nadav Aviu, and Esther, and now it add Korach, they all have what to do with wine. Right? Nadav Aviu drank wine. Esther Malka perms all that yayin. And we know, according to one day, the Eitz Hadas in the Kodesh Kodashim was yayin. And that's why Chazal tell us that Chavivim Divrei Sofrim Yoser Miyeno Shatora, because that's the idea that the yayin, this level of Divrei Sofrim, is a higher level, takes you into the Kodesh Kodashim. If you have a certain tzava, a certain tzadik gozer, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim, that could get you to the highest levels of the Yayin Shatora, because Divrei Sofrim are Yoser Chavivim Miyeno Shatora. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow is a slightly different schedule because of the July 4th.